We're ready to find some of the weekend events and activities that we'll have for you. We should ask Art Lewis what's going on with you this weekend on your radio show. You're in your home studio, aren't you, this weekend?
Yes, okay. I am. And we're going to be talking tomorrow morning to Mike Bacigalupo from Bay City about events coming up at the State Theater, in the park, and other things happening in Bay. Mike is very much involved in Bay activities with the State Theater in the park, and he's also the interim head of the United Way of Saginaw County. So he's got a lot going on.
Just a little, it sounds like. Wow.
Yeah, just a touch.
Well, it's going to be fun to hear all the things that are now taking place this year. So we'll look forward to that on the Saturday edition of the Art Lewis Show. We'll talk more about today's edition coming up before the news at 9. Let me continue on Art's thought when it comes to the things that are going on with the events and the activities that we have for you, because we do have things that are going on, including, yeah, something that started yesterday and continues, the 71st annual St. Stan's Polish Festival through Sunday with all the great polka music and the homemade Polish food, the American food, the bingo, the casino tent, the games, the Sherbeck Family Carnival, just having a good time. John Slinsky Drive in Bay City, 2501 for the exact address for the 71st annual St. Stan's Polish Festival. You can visit the Facebook page to find out more about the special events that are going on, but enjoy. Already underway and continuing through Sunday. The Midland Center for the Arts is presenting Grease and performances today and tomorrow and Sunday at 8 o'clock. It's a high school production featuring student actors from throughout the region, so it's a combined effort with the Midland Center for the Arts. Find out more about the presentation of Grease, mcfta.org. That's mcfta.org. Pitt and Balcony and this weekend. They actually had a performance last night and continuing through Saturday. I and You is on stage at Pitt and Balcony Theater. Find out more by going to pittandbalconytheater.com, Pitt and Balcony Theater, theater with the RE.com for I and You, concluding today and tomorrow. In Bay City, and featuring on the downtown Bay City's Feet on the Street, presentation of the Andy and Dave Show on Saginaw Street. That is tonight from 6 until 9 p.m. And for that matter, tomorrow, same location, Saginaw Street, with the Feet on the Street presentation of It's Just Tim, 6 till 9, Bay City. And that's tonight and tomorrow. The Saginaw Art Museum will be concluding on Wednesday. It's a special exhibition, Women Folk. So you still have a few days left to see the Master Collegist Aaron Case with a collage work. With more than a decade of working collage, her pieces have been used for book covers and album art and other commissions. And again, this exhibition continuing through Wednesday. Go to SaginawArtMuseum.org to find out your last chances to see it. SaginawArtMuseum.org. There is an adult movie night that is scheduled tonight at Immerman Memorial Park, showing the movie Knives Out. And this is happening again, Immerman Park, off of M-47 Tittabawassee, with the Saginaw County Parks and Recreation, and that is tonight. Go to Saginaw County Parks and Recreation, or SaginawCounty.com/parks, SaginawCounty.com/parks, to find out more about the Saginaw County Parks and Recreation presentation, and tonight for the movie night. Tomorrow, at the Japanese Cultural Center Tea House and Gardens, a special origami workshop going on at 2 o'clock. It's free admission. By a noted local gentleman, Mark DeWolf Ott, who's an expert in origami. And you can find out more about attending the origami workshop tomorrow, the Japanese Cultural Tea House and Gardens at 2 o'clock. Go to JapaneseCulturalCenter.org to find out more, JapaneseCulturalCenter.org. We have going on tomorrow and Sunday the Radio Field Day. The ham operators are going to be out. Every fourth weekend in June, with more than 40,000 radio operators, the hams throughout the United States and Canada, setting up temporary transmitting stations and public places to demonstrate ham radio, and a chance for you to find out more about ham radio and the skills that are necessary to be a ham operator. This is with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association and the Midland Amateur Radio Club joining together to operate a single field day venue happening tomorrow, starting at 2 until Sunday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon at Elmer Lang Park. That's on Mackinac Road behind the Cotchville Township offices. And it's a free event. Everyone's invited to stop by and enjoy the field day tomorrow and into Sunday at Elmer Lang Park. Reminder that God's Helping Hands of Hemlock and Merrill is once again going to be participating in its twice-a-month clothing, household items, and food pantry giveaway. And items are free to all. Everyone's welcome. No requirements. This is happening at the Zion Lutheran Church of Hemlock, corner of Iva and Dice Roads. It's the second and fourth Saturday of every month, and this being the fourth Saturday, 10 a.m. till noon. You can follow on Facebook if you need more information of the Zion Lutheran Church of Hemlock and its God's Helping Hands ministry. Sunday, the Second Eddy Concert Band ready for another presentation, and at the Huntington Event Park in downtown Saginaw. And Joseph Ratke, the conductor, the 95th season of the Saginaw Eddy Concert Band. All concerts always free, and you can enjoy that with free admission and free parking. Childhood Dreams, the title of the concert. Childhood Dreams to enjoy with the Saginaw Eddy Concert Band. And this Sunday, Huntington Event Park in Saginaw at 7 o'clock. Coming up Tuesday, the Thomas Township Parks and Recreation continues its Picnic in the Park series, 6:30 till 8:30. And performing this Tuesday, Brush Street with Julie Mullady. That's 6:30 till 8:30, Rethke Park at 400 Liddy Road in Thomas Township. And you can follow on Facebook more about Thomas Township's Parks and Recreation. But this Tuesday for the next Picnic in the Park concert series. Free to enjoy, by the way. Winona Park, the Wednesdays in the Park concert series at Winona Park this coming Wednesday. I don't have the featured artist right here in front of me. Now, why is that? I just know it's taking place 7 o'clock, and you can enjoy another great musical performance. Find out more, go to statetheaterbaycity.com, which helps to coordinate the shows at Winona Park. statetheaterbaycity.com for this Wednesday's concert in the park. The Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw. Every Wednesday, so this coming Wednesday, next Wednesday, June 30th, another chance for you starting at 9 a.m. Large boxes of food and personal items, 120 are given away. First come, first serve basis. Anyone can stop by the corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw for First Presbyterian Church on Wednesday. Tunes by the Tridge next Thursday. The next event that's going to be highlighted is going to feature the String Thing, which is Americana folk and rock and country. It's from 7 till 9. It's free right there at the foot of Midland's famous Tridge location where the farmer's market is. So enjoy Tunes by the Tridge planned for next Thursday. There was a nice performance last night of Rebel Line, a country act. And this coming Thursday will be the String Thing. Those are some of the events and activities and happenings and doings in and around the Great Lakes Bay region this weekend and beyond. Hopefully you'll find something that you can enjoy in the area.